Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. I'm Ryan Mew, and welcome to Unmuted Generations, the podcast centered around expanding our horizons and knowledge of the world to cultivate a happy and healthy lifestyle. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for joining me. Every Friday, I release an episode addressing a question related to our society and really general aspects of life we don't always pay attention to in detail. You can check out the other topics I've covered using the link in the description below. For this episode, we're addressing a fancy popular new app called Clubhouse. For those of you who don't know, Clubhouse is a space for casual drop-in audio conversations with friends and other interesting people around the world. It has a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on the Apple App Store, and many people preach that it's the best thing since sliced bread. Just to give you guys some insight, think of it like a really big speaking hall where you have a bunch of people, you're up on stage, and you see your friend Joe in the audience. And Joe is very knowledgeable on the topic you're talking about. So you decide to bring him up on stage and hand him a mic. And now you both have mics and you both are chatting to this audience. That's pretty much what Clubhouse is. Within the app, you could create a public or private chat room with friends to talk about really whatever subject you want. There are two designations, moderators and listeners. Listeners are the audience members. Moderators are the individuals who are speaking, but they could also bring a listener up and make them a speaker or a moderator to really share their ideas about whatever topic within the room you're talking about. A lot of big people are using it, like Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg. All sorts of topics exist. I've seen rooms that are centered around physical fitness. I've seen comedians talk on there and joke about certain subjects and things going on in our world. I've seen tech people talk about entrepreneurship and really just the future of our world and what it's going to look like in the next 5 years. And really, I just wanted to create this podcast episode for you guys to decide yourselves whether Clubhouse is a social media platform that you should add to your life and your daily routine, or if it's something that doesn't necessarily fit your schedule or your interests or the things that you're looking for. To help you out with this, I'll be going over the pros and the cons of the app. I've been using the app for about a month and a half now. It was released in November, but I've joined several rooms. I've moderated a couple of them. I've listened to a couple of them. And right now, the platform is invite only. I'm very fortunate to have been able to be on the platform a little bit earlier towards its inception and really just tune in to everything the app offers. So to really start off with the pros, the first pro is it's a platform that's not limited to one topic. Studies show that 55% of us spend the day listening to stuff. And that stuff could be music, it could be listening to your mom and dad and brother talk, it could be work meetings, it could be podcasts. We spend the day listening to stuff, but it's not limited to one topic, Clubhouse. We could listen to all sorts of cool things. If we want to get in shape, we could join a fitness room and listen to topics on what supplements to take. If we want to learn about how to start a business, we could join a business room and learn about everything we would need to start a business and pitfalls that we don't want to run into. If we want to listen to some comedy and some people joke around, we could join a comedian room. It's a platform not limited to one topic. Some people, for example, they think of LinkedIn as generally a professional development network social media platform. Instagram is more to meet up with your friends and talk over there and post pictures of your dog. And Twitter is pretty much a news outlet nowadays. It's really amazing how Clubhouse right now is seen as a social media platform made for all and all subjects. The second is if you decide to go on Clubhouse and be active on the platform as opposed to just being a listener, you could really improve your public speaking. Public speaking is the number one fear of Americans. It's scarier than jumping out of planes or seeing ghosts. The amazing thing about Clubhouse is if you start a room and you build an audience who is willing to listen to you, you could really work on your public speaking. And not just writing a speech, but really going off the cuff. Not having anything in front of you and being able to really rise to that moment to perform for yourself and for everybody listening. The amazing thing about Clubhouse is it's awesome to be able to hear somebody's voice. I've heard countless times from people, "Oh, I went to a store today. The person at Target said, 'How's your day going?' and I froze." COVID-19 has made it really difficult for us to communicate with people. We've lost a lot of our social skills because of it. It's really fun to hear someone's voice and actually make a genuine connection with somebody. And the final major pro that I see from this platform is you don't have to interact with people with character limits or creepy DMs that they aren't going to read anymore. You could actually be invited to a room, meet somebody you admire and say, hey, my name is Ryan. This is my occupation. This is my career. I've admired you for a while. I would love to be able to chat with you in a separate room. And you could actually make that happen as opposed to sending them a message over LinkedIn with a 300 character limit. So there are a lot of amazing things about Clubhouse. It's a very, very diverse platform. There are plenty of benefits to being active on it. With all good things, there are some cons or potential improvements that have to be associated with it, especially in an early stage development app like this one. And the first one is the bandwidth. It is iPhone only at the moment. Android isn't allowed. You do have to be invited to participate in the app and be a user on it. So for some individuals, that's limiting them from even joining the platform. The limited bandwidth is definitely an issue, but that's more of an early stage development technical issue that will be fixed in the future, especially as the app grows and it's shown in media news outlets and etc. Another issue I potentially see is groupthink. Groupthink is defined as the practice of thinking or making decisions as a group in a way that discourages creativity or individual responsibility. And it really occurs when you have a very persuasive leader or the group you're in has very, very high cohesion with one another. I acknowledge there is a lot to unpack in that last sentence, so I'll give you an example. The Challenger space shuttle incident of 1986, and I know I'm kind of talking about a really old situation that happened in the past. Long story short, if I could summarize it, there's this shuttle, it's going to go into space. Engineers of the space shuttle knew there were some faulty parts months before the takeoff. The conditions weren't ideal, but they didn't want negative press, so they just pushed ahead with the launch anyways. And within 73 seconds of the shuttle launching into outer space, it exploded and 7 people unfortunately passed. Many individuals join a social media platform because they don't want to look at conflict. They just want to relax. They don't want to share their opposing viewpoints. And if you're given the choice to either share your opposing viewpoint and potentially sound confrontational in front of an audience listening to you, or just take a step back and join another room, I think most people would personally take a step back and join another room. That potentially causes the spread of misinformation and a false perception of reality. If you are on Clubhouse and you are moderating a room, it's really important to be honest and just share your opinion. Even if it sparks conflict, it's healthy conflict and it will only make this world a better place. And I can't emphasize that enough. The final issue I wanted to talk about was repetition compulsion theory, or the desire to rehash familiar patterns in our lives and become addicted to reliving certain situations, even if they're horrible for us. It could be in the form of romantic relationships, like you date somebody and they have all the aspects you don't like, but you become addicted to it and you keep dating people similar. It could be many other situations. In Clubhouse, you're going to hear something you don't like or something that just bothers you. Studies show that even just 30 minutes of listening to complaining could impair the brain physically. And I guarantee you there are Clubhouse rooms set up just to complain, and it's incredibly toxic if there are no solutions that are being created for those problems. So the best thing to do in that situation is just step away from the room, take some time for yourself. The most important thing during this time is mindfulness, being in the present and being there on yourself and your own thoughts. And there's no possible way you could do that if you're just constantly listening to people on Clubhouse. Overall, holistically for the app, I think Clubhouse presents some amazing things. I think if it's used correctly, it presents the opportunity to improve your public speaking skills, learn about diverse topics, and grow your network by meeting people you may have not been able to interact with before over an audio chat as opposed to constantly sliding in people's DMs. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Speech is power. Speech is to persuade, to convert, and to compel." I think words are so powerful. They're much more powerful than seeing a picture on Instagram or seeing a blog post or even watching a YouTube video sometimes, because you get tuned out from the visuals. This is just purely listening. In regards to joining Clubhouse, if you're really curious about the app now and you have an iOS device, I would highly suggest going into a Facebook community, seeing if they have any Clubhouse events, and contacting some of the members to see if they have any extra invites. Invites are created by moderating rooms and also the length of time you spend on the platform. I'm sure there are people who would love you to join the platform, attend some of the rooms, even moderate some rooms with you, so highly encouraged to reach out to the community and really use Clubhouse for the right reasons. It's a fantastic app and it's only going to grow over time. But other than that, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hello Friday. If you reach this point, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating, review, or subscribe to the podcast if you found this episode to help you out in any way. I'll see you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your day.